You're listening to Wake Up to Money with Mickey Clark and Nick Cosgrove. A young person is seriously injured at work every 40 minutes, and one actually dies every month. That's according to a report by the TUC magazine Hazards. With all the health and safety rules in this country, you'd think the workplace would be getting safer, but it doesn't seem to be the case. One person who's been campaigning for greater safety for young people at work is Anne Jones. Her son Simon died on his first day at Shoreham Docks in Sussex.
He had no prior knowledge of he was going to that job. He was sent there by an employment agency. He arrived on site at 8 o'clock. He was told he was doing general labouring. When he got there, he was told he'd got to go into the hold of the ship to unload. By 10 o'clock, he was dead. And the company would have us believe that they'd managed to give him some health and safety training in the meantime.
Well, despite the rise in workplace injuries, many organisations are changing their working practices to try to minimise such incidents. In the building industry, there are initiatives to have a safer workforce, according to Kirk Calder of the Construction Confederation.
To work on site, you need to carry a card, which not only ensures competences in skill and crafts, but also significantly has a health and safety component. And there are things such as effective site-specific induction processes, so that once people are on site, there's a proper induction process, which includes what risk management and warning of the hazard on site. There's an exchange of best practice and lessons learnt from near misses.
Rory O'Neill is the editor of Hazards, the magazine that's come out with this research on workplace injuries. Morning, Rory.
Hello there.
Has this rise in workplace injuries come as a big shock to you?
It has to an extent. The general trend in fatalities has been down, and in major injuries has been levelling off, but it's actually increased over the last 5 years in workers in the 16 to 24 age range, rising from 3,600 in 2001 to 4,400 plus last year.
And why is that, do you think?
I think there's more young workers entering the workforce. 250,000 will enter the workforce this summer. But there's also a worrying decline in levels of enforcement of health and safety laws. The number of health and safety inspectors are set to drop over the next 2 years, and the number of workplace inspections has dropped dramatically.
Why is that?
I think there's a great priority being given to providing advice to employers rather than using strict enforcement measures as part of a general better regulation, deregulation trend. Now, the problem with that is that works with the good employers, but it's not the good employers on the whole that are killing people, it's the irresponsible employers.
I suppose this is a problem that's going to get worse with the influx of migrant workers, of course.
It can't make things easier. Certainly it takes a bigger effort on part of employers to ensure that there's cultural sensitivity and proper language training and things like that to ensure that workers, one, are familiar with the type of works and process here, but also properly trained before they enter the workforce. There are, among our case histories, examples of migrant workers actually dying because of not being properly trained or given information in correct languages.
Now, you've mentioned that a lot of the casualties are